Who's going to be the authority in my life, God or me? Because, see, when I say I don't really accept this book, it's not that I can't. It's that I don't want to accept it. And the reason I don't want to accept it as my authority is because I want to be boss. I want to be Lord. I want to be God of my own life. And I don't want God telling me what's moral and immoral and what's right and what's wrong. I want to do it my way. I want to be Lord. Okay, so let me ask you, how's that working for you?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick makes it possible for anyone to study and understand what the Word of God really says. Whether you've just started studying the Bible, you've been studying for a while, or you're a biblical scholar, there's something for you in this amazing series. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that is the perfect complement to this audio series called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit, which includes a DVD and workbook. It's perfect for your own study time or your time with your small group. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called, Why Can I Trust the Bible?
The sixth reason that you can trust the Bible as the absolute authoritative word of God, God-breathed, theopneustos, is that it has survived all attacks. And that makes it an unusual book. The Bible is the most despised book, the most derided, the most denied, the most disputed, the most dissected, the most debated, the most outlawed, the most destroyed, the most banned book ever in history. Millions of people have died because they refused to give up their Bible. People were killed. It was illegal. It's still illegal in some countries. Like today, you take a Bible into Korea, you can get killed for it. North Korea, not South Korea. South Korea is a Bible country. But North Korea, you take a Bible in, you can get arrested, thrown in jail, and you can be killed for it. This Bible has been under attack for century after century after century by every imaginable thing you can imagine, and yet it is still the most read book in the world, the most published book in the world, the most translated book in the world, the best-selling book in the world, and it is still making a difference in people's lives. The Bible is the source, the greatest source, single source of music. The Bible is the greatest single source of art, and the Bible is the greatest single source of architecture throughout history. If you take the Bible out of culture, you have basically destroyed most of the major music, most of the major art, and most of the major architecture for almost 2,000 years. It is the source of our culture. You speak the English language you do because of the King James Version of the Bible. If the King James Version of the Bible had not been written, you would not be speaking the way you speak right now. But 400 years ago, they published the King James Version, and the words you use today, most of those words, many of them, were made up in the King James Version, and most of those words came out of that book, out of the Bible. Jesus said this in Matthew 24, 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The only thing on this planet that's going to last is the Word of God. It's eternal. Everything else is going to burn up, but the Word of God is eternal because truth is lasting forever. You know, Voltaire, the famous French philosopher, is a brilliant man. Flat-out brilliant man. He was an atheist, but he was flat-out brilliant. He wrote a number of tracts deriding the Bible. And Voltaire made a very famous statement in which he said, 100 years from today, the Bible will be a forgotten book. Everybody's forgotten that quote. After Voltaire died, for nearly 100 years, his homestead was used as the book depository for the French Bible Society. They sold Bibles out of his house. It's now a museum. People have forgotten Voltaire. Nobody forgets the Bible. Heaven and earth will pass away. My word will never pass away. 1 Peter 1, 24-25, the grass withers and the flower falls away. In other words, the contemporary stuff, it just wilts. Today's news is worthless tomorrow. You don't read last week's newspaper, it ain't even worth anything. And so he said that stuff, the temporary, contemporary stuff, it doesn't last. Grass withers, flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. And the truth will always be the truth. Whether I believe it or not, it's the truth. I could say, I believe the moon is made of cheese. Now we know and have proven that the moon is made of rock. We've brought rocks back from the moon. And no matter how much I say, I believe the moon is made of cheese, it doesn't change it. It's still made out of rock. I told you that I once saw a bumper sticker that said, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, that's a dumb way to say it. Because really what you ought to say is, God said it, that settles it, whether I believe it or not. Because whether I believe it or not doesn't change it at all. The fact is, there are a lot of things that are true. I don't want them to be true. So I say, well, I don't believe it. Because I don't want it to be true. Doesn't make it not true. I say, I don't want that to be called immoral. Well, doesn't matter whether I want it or not. What God says is moral. What God says immoral is not immoral. And it's he gets to make the choice. He's God and you're not. I could say to you, I don't believe in the law of gravity. It's just fine for you. And you may be a religious person, but I don't need the law of gravity. So, you know, let's all be copacetic. What's good for you is good for you. What's good for me is good for me. I don't believe in the law of gravity. So you and I go up on the Empire State Building, and I'm going to say, I don't believe the law of gravity applies to me because I don't believe in it. And so I jump off the Empire State Building. Now, as I'm floating down at a rather rapid speed, about the 100th floor down, a guy looks out the window and goes, how's it going, Rick? And I say, so far, so good. And that's the way most people are living their lives. You see, God gives you the freedom to totally thumb your nose to him and rebel against him your entire life. But that's not the end of the story. You can run from God the rest of your life, but then you can't run anymore. Sorry, you're going to come face to face with God one day, whether you believe in him or not. And all of the I don't believe him isn't going to stop that event from happening. And the truth is, at some point, my face is going to hit the ground. And the truth is, you don't break God's laws. They break you. When I ignore what God says in his inspired, inerrant, infallible word, when I ignore what it says because I don't like that part, I only hurt myself. I don't hurt God. I only hurt myself. You see, the fundamental question, the most important question you're going to ask yourself in life is, what is going to be the final authority for my life? What is going to be the final authority for my life? You need to decide that. I recommend you decide today. Is it going to be the word or is it going to be the world? Am I going to listen to what God says is true or am I going to listen to public opinion or my own set of feelings? Who's going to be the authority in my life, God or me? Because see, when I say I don't really accept this book, it's not that I can't, it's that I don't want to accept it. And the reason I don't want to accept it as my authority is because I want to be boss. I want to be Lord. I want to be God of my own life, and I don't want God telling me what's moral and immoral, what's right and what's wrong. I want to do it my way. I want to be Lord. Okay, so let me ask you, how's that working for you? Is that solving all your problems? Has all your stress and worry and irritations vanished because you're God? If you're God, you're in charge. How's that working in your life? Everything turning out the way you want it? I don't think so. To rebel against God is flat out stupidity. You're not going to win that battle. Your arms are too short to box with God. So the big question is, what's going to be the authority of my life? Now, why is the inerrancy and the infallibility and the flawlessness of God's word so important? Because friends, if this book is not true, you're in a heap of trouble. And so am I. Because my salvation depends on this book being right. And so does yours.
We'll continue our series, 40 Days in the Word, in just a few moments. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com, or you can just text the word DAILY to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Is it enough to just love the Word and learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says, no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why he's created a tool to help you do just that. It's called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. The kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page, 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. A personal 40 Days in the Word journal. And Bible verse memorization cards with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. You'll also find a special section called How Can We Know the Bible Came from God? And a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. Again, call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You can run from God the rest of your life, but then you can't run anymore. Sorry, you're going to come face to face with God one day, whether you believe in him or not. And all of the "I don't believe him" isn't going to stop that event from happening. And the truth is, at some point, my face is going to hit the ground. And the truth is, you don't break God's laws. They break you. When I ignore what God says in his inspired, inerrant, infallible word, when I ignore what it says because I don't like that part, I only hurt myself. I don't hurt God. I only hurt myself. The seventh one is the dearest one to me. It's the most subjective one, but it's the one I have seen personally the most, and that is, it is transforming power. It has transforming power. Nothing can change the lives of people like the Bible. Your life has been changed by tens of thousands of lives been changed. I've seen flat-out drunks, irresponsible addicts get their life clean and sober because they started reading the Bible. I have seen the most self-centered, narcissistic, it's all about me men who abuse and misuse women, think only of themselves, and would rip off anybody simply to make themselves feel better, read the Bible, have their lives transformed, and become godly husbands, wonderful dads, and upstanding citizens in the community. If I thought that you could change human behavior by laws, I would become a politician. But I have zero faith in politics to actually change the greatest problems on the planet. Because you can make all the laws in the world, it isn't going to change the heart. You can make a law that outlaws racism and bigotry, but no law is going to turn a bigot into a lover. God's got to do that. God's got to change his heart. And I've invested my life in the heart-changing business, and I've seen it happen thousands of times because of this book. It changes people you would never imagine it could change. Jesus said it like this. John, on the Bible, on the screen. John 8:31, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples. Indeed. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. I want you to be free. Now, you know what's the most amazing thing is secular universities all around the world have the second half of this verse printed in stone on buildings, universities all over. The truth will make you free. And then they ignore God and ignore the Bible. They forget the first part. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Not just if you go out and make up your own opinion and you write an article, that'll set you free. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, because this book never lies to you. It always tells you, even when I don't like what it says, even when I disagree with it, even when it hurts and even when it's uncomfortable, it will always tell me the truth. That's why it's called Holy Bible. Do you believe everything you read online? No. Do you believe everything you watch on TV? No. Do you believe everything you read in the newspaper and in People magazine? No. Do you believe everything is written about me? Yes. Don't. Why do we spend more time reading and watching stuff we know is a lie than reading what we know is the truth? You see, the fundamental question, the most important question you're going to ask yourself in life is, what is going to be the final authority for my life? What is going to be the final authority for my life? You need to decide that. I recommend you decide today. Is it going to be the word, or is it going to be the world? Am I going to listen to what God says is true, or am I going to listen to public opinion or my own set of feelings? Who's going to be the authority in my life, God or me? Because, see, when I say I don't really accept this book, it's not that I can't. It's that I don't want to accept it. And the reason I don't want to accept it as my authority is because I want to be boss. I want to be Lord. I want to be God of my own life. And I don't want God telling me what's moral and immoral and what's right and what's wrong. I want to do it my way. I want to be Lord. Okay, so let me ask you, how's that working for you? Is that solving all your problems? Has all your stress and worry and irritations vanished because you're God? If you're God, you're in charge. How's that working in your life? Everything turning out the way you want it? I don't think so. To rebel against God is flat out stupidity. You're not going to win that battle. Your arms are too short to box with God. So the big question is, what's going to be the authority of my life? Now, why is the inerrancy and the infallibility and the flawlessness of God's word so important? Because, friends, if this book is not true, you're in a heap of trouble. And so am I. Because my salvation depends on this book being right. And so does yours. This is the book that tells you your life is not an accident. Science doesn't tell you that. This is the book that tells you there is an overarching purpose for your life. Science doesn't tell you that. This is the book that says God made you to love you. This is the book that says you can be forgiven. This is the book that says your past can be forgiven. You can have a purpose for living. You can have a home in heaven. This is the book that says no matter what problem you go through, God can use it for good in your life. This is the book that says there is a reason for hope. If this book is a lie, you're in a heap of trouble. Because this is the book that tells you how to get to heaven. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12 this, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. It's talking about the world's way of thinking, the world's worldview. It's the opinions and the attitudes of the world. Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're either a conformist or you're a transformist. You're either conformed to the way the world thinks or you're transformed by the truth. He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test. You'll be able to know. This is how you make good decisions. And approve what God's will is. His good and pleasing and perfect will. God's plan for your life is good. God's plan for your life is pleasing. And God's plan for your life is perfect. But you're only going to know it through the perfect word of God. Let's bow our heads. I want you to settle this issue today, to accept the Bible as the flawless word, as the final authority for your life. Because if you don't, then you're basically making it on your own opinions. What you're setting yourself up as the authority. And I would ask you again, how's that working? How's that working in your life? You find it pretty effective? I would pray this prayer right now. Say it in your mind. Dear God, from this day forward, I will accept the Bible as your flawless word to me. I will make it the final authority for my life. Not what television says, not what popularity says, not what I feel like doing or what I think sounds best. I'm going to make the Bible the final authority for my life, even when I don't understand it, even when it's not popular, even when it's not easy, or even when I don't like it. You are God, and I'm not. Thank you, God, for loving me enough to speak to me through your word. Thank you that you are not silent. Thank you that you spoke through about 40 men and women over 1,600 years on three continents and three languages to tell me one story that you wanted me in your family and you wanted me to know you and that you made me for a purpose. Thank you that you're not silent. I want to love your word. I want to learn your word and I want to live your word. Use 40 days in my life to set me on the right path. In your name I pray. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com or iTunes and download our podcast to listen again. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement. Pastor Rick Warren says that the ultimate purpose of the Bible is to change our lives, and that the road to change begins with studying God's Word. Rick says that it's not enough just to love the Word and learn the Word. He says we must live the Word too. That's why he's created a tool to help you do just that. It's called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. The kit includes a 6-video session DVD and a 206-page 2-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time, a personal 40 Days in the Word journal, and Bible verse memorization cards, with the 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. You'll also find a special section called How We Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks so much for your financial support of Daily Hope. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Have you ever noticed that your day goes better when you start with God's Word? That's been true in my life, and I'm certain it'll make a difference in your life too when you choose to get into God's Word first thing every day. It's one of the most important habits you can develop. Here's an email from a man named Jeremy who says, connecting with God every morning has made such a big difference in his life. He says, you know, Rick, Daily Hope fills my mind with truth when I begin each day at 3 a.m. Wow. I realize that Daily Hope helps fill my mind with the good stuff and crowds out all the negative, because truth and hope have really changed my attitude throughout the day. So you can take it from Jeremy. God's word at the start of your day will change your day in a positive way. Thanks for listening today, everybody. I love you. I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And we'll see you next time on Daily Hope.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.